If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
That is Madingwana is the City of Johannesburg spokesperson. They released a statement earlier on, and this is in light of what we've been talking about. In fact, you'll remember last week we had a conversation about the Minister of Higher Education and the issues that came about based on her claims of a committee that was set up by, she says, by herself to help with the selection of board members to some of the CETAs. And you know that controversy. We then subsequently had the DA MP in that portfolio committee make claims that one of the people in that list was conflicted because he has a 2 million rand tender from the City of Johannesburg. Now, the point here is that no persons who are conflicted should be on that committee. So on the line to clarify all of that, based on a statement that was released by the city, is the City of Johannesburg spokesperson Thatisi Mudingwana to clarify if that is in fact indeed true. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. So the statement released by yourselves was to clarify that Advocate Mutau was actually, in fact, not conflicted in the way in which MP Khau had stated. What is the status of Advocate Mutau with his current status with the City of Johannesburg?
Yes, for us it was very important that we clarify that misconception, because what it does, it creates a wrong perception that the city did issue a public tender and mm-hmm. then Advocate Mutau was awarded that tender, mm-hmm. which is not true. Mm-hmm. What is happening currently is that the city has a panel yeah. of attorneys
yes.
who are part of the tender of the city for legal services.
Okay.
To cover a variety of aspects, be it litigation in
yes.
terms of housing, roads, and so forth.
Yes.
So there was a situation where there was a facilitation that was required between mm-hmm. the city
mm-hmm.
and the largest union in the city, which is SAMU, the South African Municipal Workers Union.
Yeah.
And that required a mitigation of some sort. And
yes.
the union came to the city and said, no, we would prefer Advocate Mutau to be the one that mediates
okay.
This dispute between SAMU and the city. And in light of the supply chain processes, we do not have any
mm-hmm.
Engagements. And we would not be in a position to even pay
mm-hmm.
For that mediation from the city's coffers, because it would be in breach
mm-hmm.
of our own supply chain processes. So what happened is that through the city's panel of attorneys,
mm-hmm.
The Makakula attorneys were approached to say, would you be amiable to work with Advocate Mutau?
Mm-hmm.
Because the union prefers this attorney to be a mediator in this dispute that we are having.
Mm-hmm.
That's how far the city is associated with Advocate Mutau.
So just to be clear, based on what you're saying, the city did not appoint him, so to speak. The union
yes.
itself had requested that he become the mediator. So how was he remunerated?
What is happening is that in terms of the mediation,
mm.
the city is obliged to, through its panel of attorneys,
yes.
to make sure that it pays or it brings in attorneys to be able to assist
yes.
in that space. And then the city will pay for that for those services to Makakula's attorneys.
Okay.
And Makakula's attorneys, as part of the agreement, would rope in Advocate Mutau and then they talk in terms of how do they pay each other.
Oh.
It's not the city that is paying
gotcha.
Advocate Mutau.
So just quickly clarify for me, if he's already in the panel of attorneys that is registered through the city, why didn't you directly use him? Why did you need to go through Makakula attorneys?
No, we do not have attorneys. We do not have advocates
Oh, I see.
In the panel.
Got you. No,
in
that's
the panel consists of firms of
only.
Got
you. I get you. No. It makes perfect. It's perfectly clear to me. So obviously, then the arrangement is then he then would have an arrangement with Makagula attorneys, which then would remunerate him on the basis that they will be using his services in that regard.
Exactly.
And then, as far as any other engagement with the city, there is no such thing.
There is no such thing. There is no 2 million tender that was advertised by the city. And it's very incorrect to even put names of councillors.
Because they speak of MMC Loiso Masuku, who's responsible and who was involved in that tender process.
Pimelo, let me tell you, for the benefit of the listeners, councillors are not involved in any procurement processes. Procurement processes are handled purely by officials. The law is very clear when it comes to that. Mm. And then the worry for the city, for us to issue the statement, is that we've had incidents where our councillors are being murdered.
Yeah.
Some of our councillors have opened cases for threats relating to tender processes and so forth.
Mm.
And we want to cap this thing so that people understand that councillors are never involved in those processes. The law is clear. It says officials must be involved in those processes, only officials. And to put in councillors there, we are putting their lives in danger, and we don't know what intentions people have around these tenders.
Mm.
But these issues have been raised with the security cluster as well, the SAPS, to look into, so that at least we protect lives, and then we don't put people's lives at danger for things that they're not involved in.
Well, I think I'm very appreciative of you coming through to clarify all of this. And I thank you very much for your time as well. That's Ntatisi Mudingwane, who is the City of Johannesburg spokesperson. The reason this is important to get this particular clarification is that quite clearly what you see here is Advocate Mutau, who seems to have been thrown under the bus, you know, in all fairness from where I'm standing. And of course, we'll see, you know, where this takes everybody. But it is really, really unfair when you look at the paper trail, where people whose names seemingly are quite innocent have just been thrown into this list to protect, I suppose, the integrity of an individual. And so it's important to clarify all of this. And I'd love to see how far Advocate Mutau himself is going to take this, because he seems to have been implicated in stuff that he clearly has clarified he has got nothing to do with. But certainly his name is there. And the question is, why was it so interesting and why was it so important for the minister to include Advocate Mutau in her list of a committee that he says he did not approve, let alone sit in any of those meetings, let alone being a chairperson? So we'll see where this takes us. But I think it was very good for the city to clarify what the status is between themselves and Advocate Mutau.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.